Cause there's something inside so strong.
Well, you definitely need something inside that's very strong to be able to accomplish every resolution or every goal that you've put on your list for the upcoming year, for 2022. Some of your messages on your New Year's resolutions. Here we go. Kathy, I've got the following. Number one, a new job. The current one will kill me mentally. Number two, relocate. Number three, weight. And I imagine weight is usually lose weight, but I know that there are some people who actually work towards gaining weight. So, yeah, thanks for that. Bongizwe Madondo says, New Year's resolution are a fallacy. People must set goals with time frames. Many people have already given up on their 2022 resolutions. Why? Because those dreams are not goals, okay? That's one perspective there. Andile from Willowvale. Yazu Andile. Oh, Andile, why are you doing this to me? And the problem is that I've already said his name, so he will know that I basically censored his WhatsApp. Okay. Andile says, hi, Kathy. My resolution this year is to have only one partner and also that I misuse money. So I'm going to basically try and be a lot less promiscuous than I have been in my lifetime. Andile, that will be something that we support. Everybody's nodding in agreement here in studio. We support that resolution. Somebody here, okay, this is a listener from Lesotho. They don't have their New Year's resolutions, but they're enjoying listening to what some of you out there are saying. Somebody else, Donald in Rustenburg. Good morning, Kathy and the Talking Point team. My wish is to use money wisely. But it seems there is a wind blowing strongly towards my direction. Yeah, it keeps the blowing the money out of your hands. Right, Donald in Rustenburg. Somebody else says, my New Year's resolutions, to lose weight, to drink less Savannah, and to try and read all the books I've been buying. Yeah. That's the thing. We buy the books, but we don't read them. I think drinking less Savannah may automatically mean that you lose weight. So it might work out for you. Double portion there if you're able to commit to it. So you can also send your WhatsApp voice notes on 0614-104-107. Also on the phone lines, you can dial in on 011-714-2006. And Nicole Jennings is the spokesperson for Pharma Dynamics and joins us on the line. Nicole, good morning to you.
Morning.
I've been sharing, of course, what some of our listeners are saying about their New Year's resolutions, or what it is that they have on their list of resolutions. And one person made the point that people don't really set goals for their resolutions, and sometimes it becomes hard to actually accomplish what we want to see done.
Yes, in very many cases, people struggle to stick to their New Year's resolutions. And like we've just heard now, many people's resolutions actually involve changing habits that they have had for usually an extended period of time, if not their entire adult life. And breaking these habits can be very difficult. It can also lead to increased levels of cortisol, which is the hormone associated with stress, if people put too much pressure on themselves to stick to their resolutions. Of course, we do want to make positive change, and everyone wants to be the best version of themselves that they can be. So some things that you can implement to try and keep you on track to actually achieving the resolutions is to be kind to yourself on the journey. And instead of setting very concrete goals, like I want to lose 10 kilograms by a specific date, which puts a lot of pressure on you, you know, take it one day at a time and make small goals every day. So opt to eat a little bit more vegetables daily, as an example. Try to cut out salt, you know, adding discretionary salt at the dinner table, or like one of your listeners mentioned, drinking their Savannah. If you are someone who enjoys a drink with your dinner, or you enjoy an alcoholic beverage every once in a while, just make a resolution to decrease the amount. Try to stick to the 1 unit recommended per woman per day and 2 units for a male per day. And, you know, maybe alternate with water, or you can even thin your alcoholic beverage with a little bit of sparkling water to just lower the calories and the amount of alcohol that you're consuming without completely taking away something that you've been used to for a long time.
You know, I suppose when it comes to trying to have these big goals, often people feel that if they don't set a target, like I want to lose 10 kilograms or I want to save X amount of money, then they never really put themselves in a position where they push themselves to reach that goal. And it's very easy to become relaxed about not doing it.
Yes, absolutely. And again, you know, there sometimes when the goal is a very big one, and very drastic one, where you completely cut something out, it can become so overwhelming, and you can lose so much confidence in yourself if you're not able to do it immediately, that you then completely give up on the goal. So again, there, you know, just taking baby steps and just making a goal that is a little easier for you to actually reach can really help in maintaining momentum when it comes to reaching the resolution. Because ultimately, you know, the practice is done in good spirit, the practice of New Year's resolutions. It really is for people to be the best version of themselves. So it's a good practice to have. It's just a matter of doing it in a way that causes more good than it does harm. You also don't want to increase unnecessary stress levels and have a negative impact on your own mental health because you're putting so much pressure on yourself. And especially, you know, many of us have had a challenging 2 years where, you know, there was added economic pressure. Many people also lost loved ones. There's been a lot of stress for the last 2 years. So adding too much unnecessary stress on top of that can really have almost the opposite effect of what you are wanting to achieve, which is actually improving your physical health and your mental health for most people. Those are the two ultimate goals of all the smaller New Year's resolutions.
Mm. Of course, one of the difficulties, again, is that when we don't reach these targets that we have set for ourselves, it can often make us feel that, you know, we are below par, that we're not where we think we should be in our lives.
Yes, definitely. It can definitely have that impact. And again, you know, so important to be kind to yourself. It's also important not to compare yourself with other people. Everyone is in their own space in their life. So just because your neighbor or a colleague or anyone else in your life, a family member, is doing better in terms of getting fitter or losing weight, whatever the case may be, everyone is on their own journey. And it can be very demotivating when you compare yourself to other people and use that as a benchmark. So focus on yourself and your own New Year's resolutions, and just, you know, take little steps to be the best you can be. Social media also can be a little bit demotivating in that sense, that people sometimes tend to watch other people on social media, and they, you know, the representation there is not always, it doesn't show negativity. It very often only shows the positive side of that person's life or where it is that they are. And of course, it's also censored. You know, you don't see the full picture. So don't overconsume social media. And if you do, always remember that you're not comparing yourself to someone else. You are on your own journey to wellness. And if you find that it is demotivating, perhaps limit the amount of time you spend, you know, on those channels. And rather, like one of your readers also said, focus on reading more of your books or doing something else, meditating daily, something that has a positive impact on your mental health and not a negative impact.
Mm. I find it so interesting that one of the tips that is also given is that instead of focusing on, you know, the weaknesses that we have and strengthening those areas, we should also pay attention to our strengths and try and build on our strengths in the best way possible.
Yes, absolutely. It's almost human nature for someone to look at themselves and then they see weaknesses. You know, as an example, if you feel that you might be overweight, you might, you know, that might become so overwhelming for you that you only see that and you want to lose weight, you want to lose weight. You might be someone who is a very good friend to other people. You might be someone who has a very good balance in terms of mental health. You know, so looking at your positive attributes and also honing those and saying, I am going to focus 50% of my energy on improving what's negative, but I'm going to use the rest of my energy to actually hone the positive attributes that I have, can have a very big impact on your mindset. And it's easier to reach goals that tie in with your strengths than it is with your weaknesses. So by doing that, you're giving yourself small wins along the way that will help motivate you also in the areas where you are perhaps struggling to meet your goals.
Mm. Okay, we're going to continue our conversation with Nicole Jennings. I see some of you are also sending in voice notes on the issue of New Year's resolutions. So I'll take a couple of WhatsApp voice notes. You can also send yours on 0614-104-107. I want to hear, what are your resolutions for the year? I asked Sia, our technical director for today, and he says top of his list is to go back to school. He wants to improve, basically upskill himself some more as a sound engineer. And second after that is to make money. So I guess the two are intertwined. You know, probably going back to school may unlock more money opportunities here. So yeah, we'll find out how it goes for the rest of the year as well.
Hi, Kitty. One of my top list is to finish my law degree and also migrate to Europe, probably this year or early next year.
Morning, Kitty. Mkage from Cape Town. Resolution for me is to be able to earn something so that I can be able to look after my kids. The other one is to build a very good relationship with my kids. The last one is to do more exercise. Thank you.
Good morning, Kathy. It's Colin Chitsungo here in Pietermaritzburg. Something on my first list is health, my health. I'm an artist. I spend more time sitting. So I think this year I would like to exercise a lot. Secondly, I'd like to buy some, I'm working so hard such that I can buy some machines and go to Zimbabwe and start my own company, such that I will never bother myself, you know, trotting all around the African countries looking for money. Thank you.
Good morning, Kathy. This is Sakile in Johannesburg. My top three resolutions, I'd say one from now until April would be to retain all the clients I started with training this year, and also push them towards their fitness goals. Some want to lose weight, some want to tone up. So by April, I want them to at least have achieved 75% of their target weights. All right. And then number two, in winter, just to make sure that I retain my clients for winter. So obviously that's more revenue for me, because that's the time that we take a dip us as personal trainers. And then I'd say the third quarter, to at least have saved up about, I wouldn't say the figure, 65 to 75% of the money that I'll need for December. And then the fourth one is for me to gain a little bit of weight. So I'm not thin, but I'd like to be at least 85 kilograms. So those are for me. Thank you.
Morning, Kathy. First thing, I just want to finish my house, close my house by April. Second thing, by August, Sanje Gifeche, Queen Chamahal, Gifelelezi. Then then December wedding. December wedding. Thank you, Obed Durban.
Morning, this is Kathy Mapalale. Some of my new resolution is actually to make sure that I pay my credit card, of which I can say for this month I'm doing quite well because I haven't got any call from the banks. So another thing is to really be quite fluent in my Arabic reading. So and they also I'm quite getting close. I'm not that as good as I want to be. Yeah, that's on the weight side. No, I'm not struggling that much, but I'm trying. You know, it's only on certain days that I don't feel really like doing sit-ups and push-ups, but I'm getting there. Thanks, Mapalala, and spending some time with my kids and my wife. Thanks, Mapalala Tumlas. Bye.
All right, so lots of different plans that people have, some of them broken down for different quarters of the year. And I want to talk about this issue. And, you know, it was really emphasized by the personal trainer who says he wants to get his clients to their target weight by April. Some of them will get there and some of them might not. And what do we do when we don't succeed, when we don't reach those targets?
Oh, I think, you know, just giving yourself a second chance and also giving yourself a break. Don't give up on the goal completely. So if you didn't reach the goal, there's no point beating yourself up. It doesn't achieve any purpose. Mm. The best thing to do is then to ask yourself what went wrong. You know, perhaps there was a lot of stress or there's usually something that triggered you to kind of step out of the mindset that you were in when you wanted to achieve that goal. Perhaps, you know, it was a traumatic family event. Maybe there's excessive stress levels. And then by addressing that issue, maybe through meditation or if a particular situation at work or whatever the case may be, maybe causing that stress, maybe you don't have enough time because you've got too much on your plate and you need to reprioritize somewhere else. So looking at what other outside aspects could have had an impact on whether or not you reach that goal, and then, you know, rethinking those aspects can be one way to solve it. And then, of course, you can also ask yourself if the initial goal wasn't a little bit too drastic for you. Mm-hmm. There are certain things in our lives that we can't change. You know, if, for example, you have a job that takes up a lot of your time, if you do still need to work in the office and you need to sit in traffic every day, and that also means you have a limited time to exercise, etc., it's not necessarily, you know, we can't all just quit our jobs or necessarily change those aspects. But what we can do is we can then change our goal so that it is a little bit more reasonable for your lifestyle, and then you can still make the changes you need to reach that goal. So it's about just not giving up completely, but just reassessing and altering slightly so that you stay on track to becoming the best version of yourself.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Nicole Jennings, who is with Pharma Dynamics. So, you know, changing habits is never easy. Change is a process. It takes time. And, you know, you've got to be willing to be patient with the process. Some more of your New Year's resolutions. Top of my list, Kathy, I want to finish my PhD in health at Stellenbosch. Good for you. All the best with that. Somebody else says my resolution is to get registered for my degree program. So those are some of the resolutions that you have for the year. And we certainly hope that you'll be able to get that done. Donald, you're absolutely right saying that the richest place is the cemetery, because many people have died with their goals and plans without having had the opportunity to implement them. I think that is one of the famous lines by Dr. Miles Monroe, the late Miles Monroe, that so many people take their dreams and visions to the grave. So the one step that you can take is a step in the right direction, which is towards achieving those dreams, towards achieving those goals. Okay, we're edging towards 11 o'clock, where Luyanda Maume will bring us the latest update. Coming up for our Municipal Watch Hour today, we're looking at the supply of electricity to municipalities. It's through two community associations that have taken Eskom to court, forcing Eskom to continue supplying electricity to them. And this is post what some have experienced as load reduction. Eskom had opposed this matter. The Supreme Court of Appeal has now upheld that Eskom needs to restore full supply of electricity to these communities. We'll be taking a closer look at this particular story, and I know there'll be many other communities that will relate to the experience of what these municipalities in Lekwa and in Ngwathe have been experiencing. So that's what you can expect coming up within the 11 o'clock hour. For now, though, it's 11 o'clock. Luyanda has the latest news update.